Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now let's try that again. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I still seem to not hear a certain or particular voice. So that voice is here with us. And,
good morning, everyone.
Oh, great. This morning, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. We're going to ask Brother John to do us that duty this morning before we get into the Bible. So, Brother John, can you lead us to the throne of the Lord?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless us this morning, Lord, and we pray that you would open up our ears that we may hear a word from you that would energize us and refresh us for the upcoming, for the rest of this week that we are facing. Help us, Lord, to be encouraged and to do that which is your will. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, and let me ask a question. How many people are having a good week so far? Is the week going good? Is it doing all right so far?
Amen.
We'll call it a good week.
Yeah, it's okay.
Busy week, but a good week.
A busy week, but a good week. Okay, great. Some people cannot wait for the week to be done, And actually, the week finishes on Saturday and ends on Sunday. It starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we want to look from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Very familiar passage of Scripture. If you guys can turn to that passage of Scripture in your Bibles, it's found in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And when you have found it, you can say amen. While I was preparing this devotion, you know, it was kind of I don't know, for some reason, somewhat of a challenge to get a particular verse that would minister to people that, you know, talking to the Lord and asking him, you know, what it is. And the Bible says this in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And there is three parts of this the scripture that's very important, because we live today in a world where everybody is not relaxed. Well, not everybody, but most people are not relaxed. Somebody, even as we're here on the phone now, somebody is thinking about what they're gonna eat. Somebody's thinking about they don't have clothes to wear, they don't have shoes to put on. Somebody's thinking about they don't stressed out because they don't have no job, and they don't know what to do. Right? Now the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing." In other translation, it would say, be anxious for nothing,
mm-hmm.
Right? But in everything by prayer, first point, by prayer. Why do you guys think that prayer is the first point in this 3-point list? Let's start with that. I mean, it could have started with thanksgiving, it could have started with supplication, but it starts with prayer. But in everything, by prayer. Why is prayer first?
Because if you're going to ask, then you can receive. And if you don't ask, then how can you get anything? Prayer is a demonstration of faith. Because when you pray, who are you praying to? And when you're praying to God, you're showing that you have faith that there is a God out there that can answer. And so the very first step is prayer, because prayer is a demonstration of your faith.
Mm-hmm. Prayer is Brother John said, it's a demonstration of your faith. But in context of, you know, in context of the list, prayer is here first, because prayer is the opening of the soul to God. Now, a lot of people don't realize that if you do not pray, that God cannot do nothing for you. God needs to open up, you need to open up your soul to God so that he can do something in you. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were discussing why is it or how is it that God reaches people and some people are not reached. Not because God is incapable of reaching them, but because they just don't want to be reached. And it starts with prayer. Prayer is the opening up of the soul to God. Now, the Holy Spirit will impress you or impress your mind with certain things. But it is not until you sit down and you start to have a conversation with God and you start to talk to him through prayer that you will actually that you're actually opening up yourself to him and for him to work in you. And that's the first step in this list. Because like John said, prayer is a demonstration of your faith. It's a demonstration that, and it's also the demonstration of the divine working of the Holy Spirit, because nobody just gets up and pray. As a matter of fact, if you go a few verses back, I think it's Philippians 2, verses 15. It says, where is it? Philippians 2, verses 13. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The verse before that says this: wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, in order for me to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling, it's making mention there. Of the fact that I need to be agonizing with God, I need to be talking to God, having a relationship with him through prayer, so that he can he can work for me, because God cannot work for me if I do not open up myself to be worked for. All right. So the first and very important thing is prayer, opening up yourself to the Lord. A lot of people, when they get an impression from the Holy Spirit or a conviction, God will impress their heart that this is right or this is wrong. But it's only until they begin to pray. And it doesn't mean that they have to, you know, do a sermonette or a speech to God. And a simple prayer, Lord, help me to understand this more. That opening up yourself to be used by the Holy Spirit. And then we have the second one is supplication. And anybody know what the word supplication means? Anybody might have a different translation that says something else. Supplication. What does the word supplication mean?
Sounds like the word supply, So if you are supplicating, you are asking someone to supply something that you need. Maybe a request that you want to have granted.
Yeah, that is, that's exactly what it is. Oh, anybody else had any additional ideas to what supplication may mean? All right, supplication is actually, as John says, like it sounds like the word supply. If you look in verse 19 of the same chapter, it says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Sounds like the same, actually it's taken from the same root word. And it means actually to entreat or to ask God. Entreat, when I say entreat, meaning to come before him and agonize and ask him diligently, what is your will for my life? What is it that you would have me to do? Like the Apostle Paul asked when he was met with Jesus, when Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, entreating God. And when you pray and you open up your you open up your soul to God, then God hears your supplication. So your supplication comes in as second. All right? And in our prayers, I'd like to make this, in our prayers, we need to be very specific. And when we're specific in our prayers, God will hear and answer accordingly. This week I was walking in the street, and I was praying. I was like, "Lord, please send someone so that I could witness to them." Now, I'm praying this prayer in my head. I'm walking down the street, and I'm walking to school, and I'm asking God to send someone so I can witness to them. And I'm singing some songs and so on and so forth. Before you know it, this guy pulls up over to the side of the road and waits. He has his blinkers on, and he's waiting. So, you know, when I walked to the door, you know, I said, "How you doing, sir?" He said, "Good. Where are you going?" I told him where I was going, and he said, "Come on, sure, I'll give you a ride up. There's an AutoZone on the way to school. See, and it's close by. It's closer, like maybe about It's less than 800 meters away from school, you know." And he says that "I can give you a ride up there." And I said, "Sure." And I got in the car, whatever the case is, and I had some tracks in my hand. I had the tracks that in my hand that are supposed to pass out. And I asked him, you know, how he's doing, and you know, so on and so forth. Made a conversation with him. And I give him a track, and the first thing I asked him, you know, I was like, well, the first thing I told him was that, you know, it was not by accident that he stopped, because I was just praying in my spirit that God would send somebody to stop so I can witness to them. And he got a track and so on and so forth. And he actually stopped off at AutoZone, and he was enthusiastic. He was really excited and so on. And he says, "Man, I can take you back to school, man. Just give me a few seconds and so on and so forth, so I can get this, do this, do whatever the case is." And I say all that to say that in praying, God, when you're specific, God will hear your specific prayer. I can't begin to tell you the amount of times where I have prayed and asked God for stuff and got exactly what I prayed for. The exact thing what I prayed for. A blue ribbon. Okay? And, you know, for those of us who have different prayer requests, different needs, you know, for some sisters, it might be, you know, a good husband, for somebody else, it might be what what is God's plan for their life, you know, things of that nature. Be specific with God, and you will get exactly what you ask for, if it's in accordance to the will of God. And then the last one says with thanksgiving. And this is a very important one. With thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. This is a very important part of life, thanksgiving. Because I think sometimes as humans, we tend to get spiritual amnesia. When God does something for us, we forget. You know, we forget that we were sinners saved by grace. And we act as if we are perfect. Or we have arrived. And it doesn't have to be something that you outwardly say. It's just an action. It's just a state of mind, you know, where you just think that, you know, other people are below your standards or below what you uphold as a high standard, and you're above them. And that's a very dangerous thing. And giving thanks is what God wants us to do in every situation. If you fell and you don't know how, you just give thanks for it. It sounds like something that is very foolish, but just do it. You know, if you don't know what next, you don't know how you're gonna get out of this situation. Your rent is not paid. Your mortgage is due. You don't give God thanks for that. God has a way of using what you give him and making it a blessing. Just give thanks. Okay? I remember, I think it's somewhere in the Old Testament where, matter of fact, it wasn't in the Old Testament. It was in the New Testament where Paul and Silas prayed. They were in prison. Paul and Silas was in prison. They prayed and they sang praises to God. And the prison opened and so on and so forth. It was a great earthquake. You guys, I'm sure, are familiar. And it sounds stupid because at the middle of the night, these brothers are in prison singing hymns and singing songs and praising God. They are locked up. There is no heat in there. It's cold in the prison cell. And who knows what else was going on in there. And they are giving thanks. The Apostle Paul, and if you look through his books in the book of Acts, you can see he's shipwrecked, he's beaten with many stripes, you know, he almost was drowned on sea, and in every single one of those situations, if you examine what he did, his whole thing was giving thanks and assuring people that everything was going to be all right. And the following verse says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God, which passes all understanding. There's definitely a lack of the peace of God in our Christian community and in the world, because everybody's not thinking about God. Everybody's thinking about how they're going to get through this bump, or how they're going to get through this thing. And not realizing that God already knows how to get through it and how to get you through it specifically and individually as a person. And you don't have to worry about it. You know, and, you know, if you look, you know, the apostles and all the different people that were in Scripture, that played a role in Scripture, they had the peace. Sometimes different situations allow them. We had Mr. Elijah that ran from Jezebel because Jezebel says she's going to, you know, kill him or whatever. He ran or whatever. But if you look at times before that, he was peaceful. God sent him to a specific person. God sent him to Ahab, actually, and told him that, listen, you know, you need to just stop doing this, stop doing that, whatever the case is. And Ahab is a powerful king at this time. And so he had this peace that was in his heart and his mind that was guiding him, and God was using him to spread his word and to pass judgment on the people and give them time and so on and so forth, make all grace abound, as the Apostle Paul might say. And so I think I'm, what time is it now? Okay. This morning, let us, in our day, remember these as three things: prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. They are very important. We at all times, as the Bible says, we need to pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing doesn't mean that you're on your knees 24/7. It just means that you're in an attitude of prayer. In every single situation, you're just constantly offering up a sacrifice to God, because you don't know what is coming within the next minute. You really don't know. Okay, there are people who are just talking to me this minute, and they just turned their back, and there's a shootout or something, and they got hit and they died just like that. It's very serious that we keep ourselves in the attitude of prayer. Or you never know, you know. God might allow some trial or tribulation to come your way, and you're not in that attitude of prayer, and you lose your temper within 1 minute, and somebody gets hurt, and that person does not want to hear, "I'm sorry." It is something that is down and is erased in, is down in, or against your name. Right? So we constantly need to be in an attitude of prayer, and, you know, entreating God, asking Him constantly, or telling Him what are your desires, or whatever the case is. Like the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. All right? And then we have, finally, thanksgiving. I think, the process here is quite plain, because in order for you to give thanks, or whatever the case is, you have to pass through the levels of prayer and supplication. That's a process by itself. And giving thanks to God, God is able to do more for you if you give thanks and complain. A lot of people complain about situation. They don't understand why they're in this. Why is the economy going? Why are we not having jobs? Why are we not doing this? Why are we not doing that? And God wants you to give thanks. There is 1,001 ways that God has in His will to provide for us in an economy that does not have any substance, and we don't even have any clue. And people start worrying about the economy, and they stop giving thanks. And God really cannot do much for you if you keep complaining, and if you keep just talking about the negativity. If you just keep giving thanks to God, He is able to do more for you. And He's also able to keep you, because complaining is allowing the devil to get to your mind and influence your mind for the wrong reason. And so as you go through your day, I would encourage you, as I encourage myself, to keep these things in mind. It is quite a struggle to do so, mm-hmm. but by God's grace, you'll be able to do that. Anybody has anything that they want to add?
Yeah, I'll ask the question. What about in a situation where someone's praying, right, to God and sending up their various requests, and then God's just not answering, and they're just getting to the point where they're just getting impatient and not understanding why everyone around them is prospering, but at the same time, and God seems to be answering their prayers. Although they're faithful to God, He seems not to be listening to them at that point in their Christian walk. What would be your advice?
Well, in a case like that, God, when we pray and ask God for stuff, God is actually looking for a contrite heart, or He's actually looking for a genuine heart. He doesn't want you to ask for something because you just want to show off with your friends or whatever the case. If you genuinely want this thing, He's looking for that. That's why Peter says that when we ask, we don't receive anything because we ask wrongfully. We consume it in our lust. Sometimes we might not think that's what it is, but that could be a reason. Another reason why prayers are held long is because God is going to give you a blessing, right? But in order for you to get that blessing, you need to have faith in Him, and by Him by him, or not by him not answering, because a lot of times what happened is this. A lot of times God answers prayers. He had the answers to our prayers before we call on his name. But sometimes our own actions or the working of evil agencies can block prayers. And God allows that. It's not that God has nothing to do with that. God allows that to happen because he's working on our behalf. He's working on our faith and on our endurance. And you'll find, like, sometimes people say, you know, they pray and they're not getting something, and they pray and they're not getting something. And God might, at the point where you are about to give up, that's the point that God wants to deliver you. And actually, when you're tested in that way, your strength increases, your faith increases, and God is able to give you more than you ask or think or desire. And so sometimes when you pray for stuff and you don't get it right away, it's not necessarily because, you know, God did not answer your prayers. The prayer has already been answered, okay? It stems from a variety of reasons. It could be that you're just praying for this wrongfully, you don't necessarily need it or whatever the case is. And God is so loving that even some of the things that you just like, if you keep praying to him, he will give it. He may not want to give it to you, but he just give it to you because you just keep praying for it and praying for it and praying for it. And that's the whole concept behind, you know, praying for stuff. Because I know I prayed for things a long time, years, and years later it came through. And then as a result of that, you know, I was able to encourage some other people, and you know, I was able to basically fix my mind on getting certain things done a little better. So if you pray about something and it seems like everybody's prospering, you're prospering too.
100% me, I said someone.
I know, but I'm not saying you in particular. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just using that as a general thing. You know, if anybody on in the conference is praying for anything, and it seems like everybody else around them is prospering, and you're not getting your answer to your prayer, your answer is already there. Especially if you are a genuine Christian and you have God at your best interest, okay? God will put on hold somebody else who just doesn't care about anything just to listen to your prayer because you have first priority as a child of God. As a child of God, you have first priority, and so that's what it is.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything? John, how much time we have?
Okay, it's after 6:30. I think 6:33.
6:30? Okay. 6:30. Does anybody else have any thing to add? Something that they may feel like sharing? Because, man, you know, I just felt like I've been talking all morning, you know.
That's all right, man.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Anybody?
I think we should pray.
All right, great. Well, let's pray to close out. And we're gonna first of all, let me first of all thank everyone for coming out this morning, for being up and about this time of the morning to be on this conference. And I hope that it was a blessing to someone. I hope that it will indeed help your day and encourage you throughout your day today. And the Lord first, and things will work out. Let's have a word of prayer to end. kind loving God, we give you praise and thanks for what you have already done for us, Lord. We're confident, Lord, that before we pray, Lord, you have heard us. And while we yet speaking even now, you have already answered our prayers. We know, Lord, that you are constantly waiting for us to beseech your throne and ask you and tell you what is on our mind, the things are going through that we're going through as individuals. Lord, help us to come to you more often, Lord, and help us to give thanks in everything, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And in doing so, help us to understand that you will give us, like, impart into us the peace that passes all understanding. Please be with each and every one of us on this phone here individually and collectively. Give us a spirit of discernment. Help us to abide in your word and abide in your love, and help us to love each other and love you ultimately, O Father God, with all our mind and our heart. And when you come a second time, I pray that you will save us in your eternal kingdom. Whatsoever we are struggling with, whether it's sin or whether it's relationship, please, Lord, give us a breakthrough, give us the victory, and increase our faith this morning, Lord. Help us to draw a little closer to you, even today. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Okay, have a nice day, everyone. I have to run.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.